in war, especially on a rap track, I don't think there is a limit and there is a boundary. Blackface photo, when I first saw the picture, I was certain it was photoshopped, so it was surprising to see that it was a legit picture. I think he just said, if you're mixed race, this blackface comes with certain connotations that you have to explain. But you know, Drake's managed to explain it comfortably enough for a black person like myself to accept it. The most shocking line was the line about 40 having multiple sclerosis. You know, he said tick, 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 because it's a disease that eventually does erode away your life, and I think that was a hard shot, and I think it was designed to definitely make Drake respond. Bringing the kid into it sounds bad when you say he's brought the kid into it. I think he just said, I'm gonna bring Drake's secrets out, and it just so happened to be his kid. Pusha T is slut shaming, I think, by sort of mentioning that she's a porn star and mentioning that she's been with other people. It's quite a painful experience to know that women are sort of, they use this sort of cannon fodder in these battles. I definitely think that over the years you've seen the tension sort of simmer between the two. And rappers are just creatures of ego. You know, in this country, in the States, they're all the same. Pusha T's won this round, for sure. I think Drake beat Meek Mill because he was more calculated. And I don't think he expected Pusha to be this calculated and to be this thoughtful with it. Pusha's definitely ahead. We could change. I remember we buried Pusha after Drake's track and he came straight back. So no, I don't think Pusha went too far. I don't.